In this first Passion Week, we are now being let in as far as our own minds and spirits can go into the heart of the mystery, which is that God died for us. And he died not just of old age or of a sword thrust, but a humiliating, tortured death of a despised criminal. And this is God. Our minds have to be strengthened to even begin to get, to understand. The words, we recite them, and we're loyal to them. In fact, I suppose we'd grit our teeth and die for them. But what do they mean? At least twice in this text, we have this phrase, which is a proclamation of divinity. I am. This is what, when Moses asked God what your name is, he said, I am, or I am who am. And now here is our Lord, standing there, a human being, under duress, saying, I am, appealing to them to soften their hearts and accept him. I am going away and you will look for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come. So the Jews said, is he going to kill himself? He said, you belong to what is below. I belong to what is above. Can you imagine someone speaking like this? Standing there in an open field and saying, you know, you belong to this world, I do not belong to this world. Well then, where do you belong? Who are you? And this is when we begin to realize the weakness and fragility of our minds. We're loyal to these words. We'd be willing to die for these words. But what do they mean? Do you see? Things are the way they are. Things get tough sometimes. Been a pretty tough Lent for lots of people. Why? To get us unstuck from our self-preoccupation, our love for comfort, our selfishness, our narrow-mindedness. If I'm okay, then the world's okay. If I'm not okay, then the world's not okay. That, all of that blocks our minds from entering into this truth. That's why we have to get unstuck from this world. The Lord does that in many different ways. One is just an insatiable desire to know him, to get unstuck, to move out from our careful piety into the real world. You know. And the Lord loves us enough to have that happen for us. And he'll take us as far as we're willing to go. Look at some of the saints. Just human beings like us. Moved by the Holy Spirit, and they clung to it. They clung to his work. And they got unstuck. And began to move into this world. Huh? Who are you? And the translation at this point gets very difficult. I am the beginning. Or what I told you from the beginning. I have much to say about you in condemnation. Can you imagine? Here is someone so vulnerable and yet so truthful. He he's not afraid to die. And therefore, he can speak the truth. And you're on the way to condemnation. But the one who sent me is true. And what I heard from him, I tell the world, you see. When you lift up the Son of Man, who is this Son of Man? You see, he is the human place where God is revealed. That's who he is. He's the most human of anyone who ever lived. And he is, in his depths, the place where God is revealed, where God is made known. He is the Son of Man. If you pick up, or, you know, get a concordance and look at them all, and you'll get an idea. The first one was when the man with no guile came and said to him, you know, you are the King of Israel. And Jesus said, you'll see greater things than this. You, in the plural, all of you, will see greater things than this. You will see the heavens opened and the angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. You will see this. And the quicker you get unstuck, the quicker you'll see it. Now for some of us, we won't get unstuck until we die. We're just so stuck. But you'll see it. You will see that I am the temple, which that's what that one means. And then the Father has given all judgment over to the Son because he is the Son of Man. He is the place where God is revealed. If you eat the bread and drink the cup which the Son of Man will give you, you see, and so here, you see, when you lift up the Son of Man, you will lift him up on a cross, but my Father will lift me up to heaven. You will realize that I do nothing on my own, but I only say what the Father taught me. You see, for us, if there's equality, there's competition. For the Trinity, where there is quality, there is unimaginable love. So you can see the church is getting us ready to enter a little more deeply this year into this mystery. So that it gets into us, it builds the church, and it gets out into the world. It's hard, right? You stop to pray, you think, you ponder. And that this man, walking along, carrying the cross beam of his cross, falling, being laughed at, kicked, that's God. That's how much he loves us.